Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the telephone, live from Sydney, now this man hasn't been around as long as Hanson has, because Hanson grew up. But this man, the lovely Josh Pike, has been around since 2007, and he's on a very special concert tour. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Now, look, you are one of the big names of Australian music. That you've been, you've had a number of top 10 albums. You've won ARIA awards. What's it like being one of the faces that people see and can recognise straight away?
I don't know. I don't generally think of it like that, and I often think that if I didn't have a beard, probably people wouldn't recognise me at all. So, yeah, it's a funny thing. I think people recognise my beard more than my actual face.
It's quite a beard, actually. I'm very impressed with your beard. Is there any tips? Thanks. Any tips for people who have got beards like me in for the upkeep of them?
You just let it go. Let it go, and then only trim when when it's getting to like really crazy levels. But Don't over sculpt. That's what I've learned over the years. I used to be an over sculptor, and yeah, don't do it.
Oh, good. They're good tips to have. I know Callum's trying to grow a beard.
Look, I'm trying my best. Have you ever had any issues with thickness or anything, or do you have any tips for increasing thickness?
No, I had a beard when I was about 15. So
you're one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those.
All right. I'm not trying to grow a beard.
Good.
Well, to each their own, Fiona.
That's right.
Now, Josh, you're getting with three of your mates to bring back a huge, huge concert that you did back in 2009. Tell us about this White Album concert.
Well, yeah, it's we have the honour of performing the White Album from the beginning to the end of it over two sets. And it's myself, Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon, Chris Cheney from The Living End, and Tim Rogers from UMI. So, these guys are legends, and it's a pleasure to be doing it again with them 5 years later.
What did get you going that first time 5 years ago? What sort of made you think, oh, let's get together and do this? Because the Beatles couldn't even do it. Why should we do it? What was going through your head?
Well, for me, it was kind of the fact that the other guys were involved, to be honest, because I think I was the last one approached, and I was, at first I was thinking, I don't know, like, do I want to do a tribute concert? And then I heard, all these guys were involved, and I've been, fans of their work before I knew them. So for me, it was a bit of a no-brainer. I love the Beatles. I've always been a massive, massive Beatles fan since I was a little kid. And then these guys got involved, and I was asked, and it kind of, it seemed to me like a real honour to get involved. And then this time it was again, it was kind of a no-brainer because it was so much fun last time. The only thing I was concerned about this time was that, people had seen it 5 years ago and would they want to come again, but it's been even more popular than last time. So,
The concert. Look, I'm a younger person, right? I know the Beatles. I know the Beatles quite well. I'm a young person. What is different about your show than if I was, let's say, to play a seat that the White Album on CD and pretend I could see the Beatles in front of me? What's the difference between that and your show?
Fairly significant differences being that we don't try and sing like John or Paul or George or Ringo. It's not a tribute show in the sense of us like dressing up like the Beatles and trying to kind of imitate them. So we're really singing the songs, the way we kind of interpret them vocally. And I guess the biggest thing is it's live, so you can play a record as many times as you want, but the variance in performances, just having, 17 people in an orchestra and then the four of us singing, it's always going to be different. And, for me, the exciting thing is, and definitely the feedback that we got last time was that, the Beatles never performed these songs live, so I guess it's a chance for people to see these songs in a live context, but not in a kind of cheesy tribute kind of show.
which I think is probably it's a nice difference.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's us, you know, paying homage to these amazing songs, and you know, we're all huge fans of the band. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The main question is, and I'm sure you've been asked this question 1,001 times, so you've had enough time to think about it. I'm sure you can guess what it is. What is your most preferred track from the White Album?
From the White Album, it's tough, you know, because I sort of was much more a Sgt. Pepper's guy before doing this show, but you know, like doing the show, I had to really get invested in the song. For me, the kind of the real standout is still Blackbird for me. It's an amazing song to listen to, but also I'm the one that plays that song, and to play once you get into it, it's just such a beautiful, concise piece of music. But the most surprising one for me is a song called Long Long by it's a Harrison track, and it's just really, it's a really cool track. There's a lot more going on in it, and to me, when I first started playing it, it kind of reminded me of, you know, early Sleepy Jackson or something like that. And yeah, there's a lot more going on in that song than I kind of knew on first listen. So, but there's, you know, all of them are great. Even Obla Da, which was a bit of a white elephant for us. None of us particularly wanted to play that song. You know, none of us were throwing our hands up saying, yeah, I choose that one. So we end up doing that one all together. And even that one, once you get into it and you kind of look behind the lyrics, there's a lot going on in all of them. Brilliant stuff.
Everyone loves Obla Di, Obla Da. It's the one that you can sort of sing along to. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know the words. You can just sing Obla Di, Obla Da over and over again.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're spot on. That's right.
Now, Josh, you and Chris and Phil and Tim are coming to Melbourne on the 15th, the 16th and the 17th of July at the Arts Centre. It's all very exciting. And all the details for the concert are available at artcentremelbourne.com.au. It sounds like an absolutely fantastic show.
It's a lot of fun, I got to say. As a performer, definitely, it's one of the funnest things I've done. So, yeah, you should come and check it out.
We'll have all our details as well on our website at joy.org.au/backseat. Mr. Josh Pike, thank you very much for chatting to us here at Joy.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And from one legend to another, it's a bit of Lady Gaga with a applause. I don't know how that's going to work. It's, I don't know.
How about applause for Josh Pike and applause from Lady Gaga on Joy 94.9?
I suppose. I don't know. You're on Joy. Work it out.
Listen to the song.
You'll get it. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.